Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You don't want to say this, or you don't want to believe it, but sometimes the decisions of courts are predetermined, despite the evidence. It shouldn't be that way. They should wait to listen to the evidence, the testimony that they've not heard, and then make an objective decision. We all hope that courts would be objective and give us an opportunity for justice. But unfortunately, in this case with Chief Justice Roy Moore, the Court of the Judiciary, for many reasons, I believe, had already predetermined this decision. They issued a 50-page opinion. There's no way they could have written that in the short amount of time that they had from the end of the trial until the time they released the opinion. It was pre-written. And no matter what the evidence was, they reached their own conclusion, violating the rules and violating the law. Our special guest today is Chief Justice Roy Moore, who has been suspended for the rest of his term, frankly removed for the rest of his term, until his term expires January 2019. From being the Chief Justice of Alabama Supreme Court. We are appealing that case before the Alabama Supreme Court, and we'll talk about that at some point. But our special guest is Chief Justice Roy Moore. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Chief Justice.
Well, it's nice to be with you.
You know, one of the central arguments, which I was astounded by, and I know you were too, as you were listening to the arguments after you had already testified, and the Judicial Inquiry Commission lawyer, one of the lawyers, gets up and makes the argument. He says, and let me just take people through chronologically, March 2015, three orders from the Alabama Supreme Court ordering and applied to all of the Alabama probate judges. They're all under a court order from the state's highest court. Subsequent to that, the federal court, lower federal court order, says that she's going to issue a class action against all of the probate judges, ordering them to do exactly the opposite of what the Alabama Supreme Court said. The Alabama Supreme Court said, you got to comply with the law, can't issue same-sex marriage licenses. That's March of 2015. Subsequent to that, the federal district court issues what she calls a class action, which is questionable in and of itself from a legal standpoint, but anyway, calls it a class action, ordering the probate judges to issue same-sex marriage licenses. You got conflicting orders. Now, the question is, which one takes precedent? The problem that the JIC had, Chief Justice, is they get up and they say, as soon as the lower federal court issues an order, it's what they called game over. Game over, they said over and over again. It's game over. The federal court order takes precedent over the state court order, in this case, even the state court order from the highest court of the state, Alabama Supreme Court. What do you say to that?
Matt, I think that you hit basically on the basic problem that our whole country has. And it was argued by the JIC very clearly, and what they believe that the supremacy clause means federal courts are higher than state courts, and that federal law trumps state law, they say. Well, federal law may trump state law, but federal courts don't trump state courts when they rule on constitutional issues. This is a proposition that I'm not making up, and it may sound radical to a lot of judges and lawyers out there, but they need to look at 2013, as late as 2013 in Johnson versus Williams. The United States Supreme Court in a 9-0 opinion said the same thing. They've said this consistently through our history. They've written it. They've explained it. And it's simple. I think the clearest explanation was given by Justice Clarence Thomas in a case called Lockhart versus Fretwell, in which he said, in our federal system, a state trial court's interpretation of a federal constitutional issue is just as authoritative as the federal court of appeals in whose circuit or district the state trial court is situated. So basically, what he's saying is that if the 11th Circuit, 9th Circuit, 8th Circuit, or whatever rules on a federal constitutional issue, and the state Supreme Court rules on that same issue, or even a state circuit court or any court rules on that issue, it's just as authoritative until it's the ultimate arbiter would be the United States Supreme Court.
So here's what we have is here's what we have, and just so people really capture this, because even lawyers sometimes don't understand this. If you have in your case the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs Florida and Georgia and Alabama, it's the highest right. federal court of appeals before you get to the United States Supreme Court. If it were to rule that Alabama's marriage laws are unconstitutional under the federal constitution, and a state trial court, a single judge, an individual right. judge, not a three-judge panel or not even a full panel of nine or however many judges you want to have on an en banc, but a single judge rules on the same issue, saying, no, Alabama's marriage laws do not violate the United States Constitution. So they're both ruling on the same subject, both interpreting the same federal constitution. Those two decisions, they conflict. One is an appellate court with multiple judges. The other is a single trial court judge. We're not even talking about Alabama Supreme Court yet. Those two conflict. They come to opposite conclusions. And yet the United States Supreme Court, federal courts, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, they all say that those decisions are on equal footing and one court cannot force the other court to follow its directive. The state court can't force the federal court. The federal court can't force the state court to follow its directive. Those are conflicting opinions. The only entity that can resolve that conflict is the United States Supreme Court.
That's right. In fact, there was a court called Surik versus Surik versus Williams in the Third Circuit, 2006, which basically explained it very well. Of course, the United States Supreme Court has explained it very well in the state of case of Arizonians recently with the Ninth Circuit. But in Surik versus Killian, it said, although consistency between state and federal courts is desirable in that it promotes respect for the law and prevents litigants from forum shopping, there is nothing inherently offensive about two sovereigns reaching different legal conclusions. Indeed, such results were contemplated by our federal system, and neither sovereign is required to nor expected to yield to the other. This principle of federal versus state authority is just so confused in our country that it affects every state, and every state needs to realize that their state Supreme Court can rule on constitutional issues. In fact, Article 6 of the Constitution specifically addresses state judges. And it's amazing that people don't understand that. It is also amazing that they call the supreme law of the land what the United States Supreme Court says and not what the Constitution says. The Constitution, Article 6 of the Constitution says very clearly, this Constitution and the laws of the United States made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the next sentence says, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution and the laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Which simply means that state judges and their constitution must obey the federal constitution. But it also clearly indicates that state judges have the authority and the responsibility to know the federal constitution and to rule in accordance with it. So that's why there is an equal authority of two sovereigns, which is to be resolved only by the United States Supreme Court. But in our case, they just simply assumed that federal supremacy or supremacy meant federal is above state.
Yeah, what they did was the JIC in their argument said the supremacy clause means that once the federal lower court, in this case the district court, rules, that the Alabama Supreme Court has to comply. Well, the supremacy clause means that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, not that a federal court has supremacy over a state court. In fact, that's completely contrary to the law. And the case that you pointed out, Johnson versus Williams, 2013, 9-0. United States Supreme Court decision. Here, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal court, was upset because of the California Supreme Court's ruling on a federal constitutional issue, upset that the California Supreme Court was not following a lower federal court decision. And here's what the U.S. Supreme Court says this. The views of the federal courts of appeals do not bind the California Supreme Court when it decides a federal constitutional question. And disagreeing with the lower federal courts is not the same as ignoring federal law. I mean, you talk know, about game over. That's game over for the JIC.
That's game over. And, you know, the amazing thing about that is that's exactly opposite of what lawyers and judges and they will say, well, once the federal court rules, it's done. And that's not what the Supreme Court says. If we're going to follow the precedent, then we need to follow the precedent.
And let's pick that up on our final segment, Chief Justice, because that's an important issue we want to talk about. For more information, I encourage you to visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.